Welcome back to the program. 5:39 as we jump into the sports segment. The big news that I've found that's making all the buzz is the sale of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, it's interesting. You heard Mark Cuban yesterday, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, said that the new owners,
got a bargain
at $550 million, and he may be right.
He's saying they should have paid like $1 billion.
Well, no,
team.
I don't know.
That's what his
That's what he said. If there's going to be an expansion team, that's what the expansion owners should pay to get into the league.
Yeah, ESPN. He says, let's see here, from Memphis. He says the sale price of approximately $550 million for the Milwaukee Bucks is a bargain. He suggests that the true value of the NBA franchise is north of $1 billion.
Well, there are three right now, according to Forbes, there are three NBA teams that are worth more than $1 billion.
Yeah.
The Lakers, the Knicks, and the Heat.
Yeah.
And the suggestion being, because in the last 3 years, there's been a new collective bargaining agreement with the players that is very owner-friendly. The owners put one over on the Players Association in the last bargaining session, and right now, teams are going for big bucks compared to even just 2 years ago. Yeah. I mean, the Philadelphia 76ers sold a couple of years ago for like $300 million. And you're not going to tell me that Philly is less valuable as a franchise than Milwaukee.
I read an article that, and I'm having to chew on this article. It's not one you can read quickly and understand what the heck this moron was talking about. But there's an article that says, and it's from Vox.com, explaining that the reason that the Milwaukee Bucks are only worth $550 million, it's soaring inequality in the wealth of the United States. And he goes on to these ridiculous economic theories. But the one thing that I did find interesting that he's whining about in this article, players are capped at 50% of the revenue of the owners.
Right, and that was the latest deal. And the owners, that's a much better deal for the owners than it used to be.
I'm sorry. Yes, the players are the draw. I agree. The game is the players are the reason that people come to watch the game. I got it. But 50% of the pie is pretty generous.
Well, it used to be like 64% or something like that.
I understand that. There's
the owners can't stop themselves from overpaying, that they get into bidding wars for these players, and lo and behold, salaries are out of control.
Yes, and that is something that the owners have got to get a handle on. But at 50%, the ball players are still earning a buttload of money for playing a game, and the owners are taking huge risks. When you have individuals that buy a team for $550 million, $1 billion, they are taking huge risks to be a part of
this. Not anymore, at least not right now. These guys, there were six or seven parties standing in line to buy the team with the worst record in the league and are willing to spend hundreds of millions of dollars for the privilege. This is not only a business decision for these guys.
Yeah.
It's an ego-driven thing.
Of course
They can sit courtside. They can invite their friends. They can
rub shoulders
with all of these celebrities.
I got no argument with that. And
the economy could tank and they could be playing in front of half-empty arenas.
That's exactly right. We could get another idiot like Obama in the office. The next thing you know, there's like four homeless people in a stadium waiting for the crumbs from the concession stand, and the owners are like,
the Milwaukee
$100 grand for this team.
The Milwaukee Bucks this season had the worst record in the league and were playing in front of half-empty houses at the Bradley Center, and they just sold for $550 million with six parties standing in line to make offers.
And the guy who writes that, well, there is income inequality and it's all not, he's absolutely right. And so what? You can't make everything equal. I mean, imagine for a moment every NBA team, there's a standard arena, and everyone's arena is the same. Everyone's got 100 luxury boxes and 20,000 seats to sell. There is going to be more demand for luxury boxes and premium seats in Los Angeles and in New York and Boston than there is in Milwaukee and Oklahoma City.
And reading the article, it really seems like it's an individual who hasn't made it in life, really whining about those who have.
I got an article. Article for you to read on this subject. Bill Simmons, writing on Grantland, talks about this issue. He knows the NBA inside and out, and he writes about the ownership issues and what teams are worth. And I will. It's an interesting article.
No, you'll print it and you'll put it on my desk.
I'll do that too,
and it'll get chucked.
Well,
email it to me, and then I'll read it.
The NBA and the NFL and the NHL, to a lesser extent, are smart. The businesses that own these teams, they're not competitors. They're partners. Mm-hmm. And that's the way the league model has to be.
And that's your
competitors on the court. But as a league or as an organization, you're partners, right, and you have to work together on
your
things like salary cap and TV
that's
sharing.
And that's another part of the new deal, is that revenue sharing is going to be increasing. Now, some of course, the big market teams don't like the fact that they have to share revenue with the smaller market teams. But as the NFL has learned, it's the only way to do it if you're going to keep some of these teams viable.
They have to understand these are colleagues selling the same product to a variety of clients, and you got to work together. Any salesman knows you do better when you work with a colleague than when you work against them. All right.
By the way,
I got the mystery of the sports mystery of the day.
All right, here's just one quick item that Packer fans should enjoy, especially single Packer fans. Apparently, there's a new dating website just for Packer fans. And it is GreenBayPackersLovers.com. And it's an easy way to start a relationship with someone who shares a common interest. It gives fans of the team a chance to meet people online. Whether you're looking for true love, a long-term relationship, are marriage-minded, or just looking for fun at the game, GreenBayPackersLovers.com is the place for you.
Because we all know at least one guy in our life that if we found the perfect woman for him, she's attractive and smart and is a good dancer
Looks sort of like that.
Is fun, but if she was a Bears fan, it just wouldn't work.
Right.
We all know that guy. What's wrong with Wendy? She's perfect. Well, she likes the Vikings.
You remember the movie? Remember the movie Diner, where the Steve Guttenberg's character was getting married? It was set in Baltimore in the 1950s, and before he got married, his wife had to pass a quiz on the Baltimore Colts, or the wedding wouldn't happen. That's a great movie, if you ever get a chance to read that one.
Well, there was a movie with, wasn't it Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore? Or no, was it
Jimmy Fallon and Drew Barrymore, the Reds about the Red Sox?
Yeah. That was Jimmy Fallon?
Jimmy Fallon,
It was Jimmy Fallon. That was brilliant.
Yeah.
And boy, talk about timing for a movie, too.
It was the same year that the Red Sox won the World Series
and they
in 2004.
They filmed when they were winning the series. That was great.
I didn't particularly like that part of it.
You didn't?
No, that they were taking advantage of, you know, I was enjoying the Red Sox finally winning a World Series, and here's Jimmy Fallon and Drew Barrymore jumping around on the field getting some scenes for some crummy movie.
You are just a festering pustule of goodness.
Lots of other Red Sox fans didn't like that either.
Oh, so what? All right, here is the mystery question for sports.
All right.
Okay.
What did Donovan McNabb get arrested for?
Oh, I saw this. He got busted for DUI in Arizona.
Was it?
Wasn't that what it was?
They don't know. Former NFL quarterback Donovan McNabb was arrested in Arizona. The details of the arrest are vague. They have not made an official announcement. Apparently, it happened on January 6th. He was arraigned on January 15th. And there's a list of court dates which showed that there was 3 change of plea entries. Guilty, not guilty, and
what?
I don't know what the hell
the
I was doing.
The story I read this morning was that he came to a plea agreement and spent one day in jail, and it was for DUI.
Trial is set for May
16th. Oh, really?
Yep, and it is unclear exactly what he did. Now, it can't be major, because he's out.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not like he carved up somebody, you know? So, at least as far as we know. But the mystery is,
he's a commentator on Fox Sports 1, I think, the new Fox Sports channel. I think he's on there.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Do not fear. Yes, we are coming back for you.
This happened to me when I was 13 years old. I went to a gynecologist for a sports physical. They don't do those there, in case you were wondering how the story's going to end. Awkwardly, yes. I got dropped off at a doctor's office, and it was a building with many offices, and I walked into the wrong door. I didn't even know that door existed, really. I mean, that type, I've never seen one. I didn't know you could be a doctor of it, so it's kind of shocking when I walk in. And I go to the front counter, and I go, I'm Tommy John again. I'm here for my appointment, and the woman is either too stupid or hilarious. And this woman comes out and she goes, Mr. Jonigan, you can come back now. And she brought me all the way to the back, like I made it behind enemy lines. Well, how good of a nurse are you that you let me come back? Shouldn't she have been like, we don't work on those? And then I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'll take it outside. But I make it to the back and she weighs me, puts me on a scale. And then she asks me a few questions. And then finally she goes, why are you here today, Mr. Jonigan? And I go, I'm here for a sports physical. And then she goes, did you know this is an OBGYN? And I said, yes. because I didn't want to say no and look stupid. That would have been embarrassing. There's a file that says Tommy Jonigan, and it has my weight and a question mark next to, are you menstruating? I was 13. I was like, yeah, yeah, I menstruate, sure. But I do it in my own home with the door locked. I don't know why it's got to be on this. I'm not just menstruating out in the... My friend said it's normal. You're not going to tell my mom about it. Is this showing up on her insurance that I menstruate? I prefer question mark.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.